Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Is joining us now on the line is the head boys golf coach, the South Hamilton Hawks. Steve Butler joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
So as we take a look here at the start of your 2024 season, you guys hit the ground running last week. Four different meets slash tournaments last week, Monday, Tuesday, had a couple days off in the middle of the week, then Friday, Saturday, you guys got after it in terms of golf. And all in all, I'd say, at least on paper, it looked like it was a pretty successful start to the year.
It ended real successful in the at the end of the week. It's kind of a slow start for us, but that's the way we were last year with our team. It was a little bit of a slow start, a little rusty, but things are coming together.
And as we look here at some of the meets you ended the week with, Friday, you had a pretty tough field on Friday with a very good North Polk team, a very good Gilbert team that you faced off with. The Ames Golf and Country Club, Van Meter was there as well. Your team still went out and I thought shot pretty well, shot a 173 here at that Ames Golf and Country Club meet on Friday. And overall, looking at the quality of the competition that you guys were facing in that meet on Friday, how did you feel your athletes responded with going up against some of the better teams in the state?
I think they played pretty well. Of course, it was awful windy, which didn't help things. But generally, we played well, improving from our last meet score wise. They're tough teams, and you know we've got to learn to play with tough teams. And I think they responded pretty well.
And looking at the varsity lineup for your squad this year, it's still a relatively young lineup, and a lineup that got a lot of run last year on the varsity level. You only have one senior, Tyler Schachner, and got guys coming back. Connor Deppe was a part of this team a year ago. Landon Sogard, Michael Carlson is a freshman. I mean, you look at some of these individuals that are getting another year under their belt. When you look at the improvements they made here since the start of practice for this season, what are some of the more impressive things you've seen stand out from some of these individuals?
Well, I think their mental game is starting to really come into play. They've been there. They've been under the gun, you know, with a state meet under their belts and the pressure. And I think they're learning how to deal with that really well. I think they're starting to get more consistent in their games with their course management, learning and thinking about where they want the ball to go. So I think nothing but better is going to come from this team.
And when you look at the tournament you guys had Saturday over at Iowa Falls at Highland Golf Club, you guys finished second, obviously first 18-hole tournament of the year, scoring a 348 in that tournament. And when you look at how your athletes performed, maybe comparing it to the first 18-hole tournament from a year ago, what are maybe some differences you saw from that first 18-hole tournament last year to the one they competed in this year?
I think course management is a big part of it. You know, being so young as a team, they're starting to understand how important course management is and eliminating the high scores. And if we continue to do that, I think we're going to look pretty good towards the end.
And as we take a look here at the meet at this week's schedule, you guys have another tournament today over at Lincoln Valley Golf Course over by State Center coming up this afternoon. And then you guys are at a quad on Tuesday at Riverbend Golf Course in Story City. You guys will see Roland Story, Wes Marshall, and Woodward Granger at those meets coming up. And that, at least according to Bound, that's the schedule you guys have for this week. When you look at these two meets this week, what is maybe the most important thing that you are emphasizing to your players here so far as to what you want to see them do well here in these first couple meets this week?
I just think we want to look at eliminating the high numbers, obviously. Sometimes with these both being 18-hole tournaments, sometimes players can kind of get wrapped around a bad hole, which, you know, obviously you have several holes to go. And again, it goes back to our mental toughness. And I think that we're improving with that. Again, eliminating those really high numbers is going to be really important.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And good luck today at Lincoln Valley Golf Course. And good luck tomorrow at Riverbend Golf Course.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Steve Butler, the head boys golf coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.